got a few screws loose since the days of my youth. It's a few screws loose podcast. I got a few screws loose and I'm telling you the truth. It's a few screws loose podcast. I got a few screws loose, you don't really want proof. It's a few screws loose podcast. I got a few screws loose, why I do what I do. It's a few screws loose podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome you back to another episode of A Few Screws Loose, the podcast, the most consistently inconsistent podcast out here in these streets. The award-winning podcast as well, 2019 Pod Excellence Award-winning podcast. My name is Dan. You can keep up with me on Twitter and on IG at I Am Dan on Drugs. Keep up with the show on Twitter, IG, as well as YouTube at Screws Loose Pod. Now, again, special shout out to the Breaks Media family and all the support that I get from over there. Shout out to my brother, CEO Hayes, and just the rest of the fam. Shout out to P, my co-host, who he will be rejoining the show very soon. He's actually cooked up a solo episode of his own that should be dropping shortly. So expect to hear more from P again. He's kind of come off the crack a little bit. You know, P goes on these crack binges and disappears. But, you know, that's just his personality. Crackhead ass nigga. Nah, but per usual with these solo shows, I want to try to keep it short, simple, and to the point. I said that I was going to start, and I hate to say New Year's resolutions because I don't really believe in that shit either. Like, if you're going to do some shit, start working on it. Last year, I started working on losing some of the weight that I gained when I got depressed. Depression's a bitch. Didn't need no January 1st to do that shit. Man, I just got tired of it, motivated myself a little bit, and got out there and did it. But today, I guess what I want to kick off with is I want to spread a little bit of positivity. And in saying that, I want to tell you that you are fucking beautiful. I know that sounds weird coming from me, and whoever needs to hear this shit, you're fucking beautiful. No way around it. So we all have our insecurities, right? I have insecurities. I have mad insecurities, yo. Just to ramble a few off the top of my head, I am super insecure about my body image. And for those of you who haven't known me for years, you probably just know me for what I look like now. I used to be an athlete, very athletic, gym rat. There's pictures on social media of me when I was in shape, a boxer. I used to do a lot. And my body was in great shape. And like, I got depressed, really super depressed, in 2016 after the death of my son. Now, things kind of spiraled out of control for me. And I gained, and I talked about this in a previous episode, but I gained like, I don't know, 50 pounds, maybe even more. And it crept up on me. I didn't see it until it was too late. And then I got to the point where it's like, yo, I can't even do shit about it, man. Fuck it. I don't care. Like, I would go on these 2-week workouts. Like, all right, yeah, I'm about to get back in this gym. Yeah, I'm about to do my thing now. It'll stick for about a week or two. And then I'm back to just moping around, being depressed, hating the world, hating life, whatever. So my body image right now really fucking bothers me. I'm really insecure about it. And not many people know that. I mean, I'm telling you now, so now you know it. But I try to conceal my body, actually. Like, I've gone to great lengths to try to conceal my body. Starting with wearing black. If you guys notice, in almost every single video that you've ever seen me in, and I was kind of hesitant to even do videos, to be honest with you, because of my fucking body. But in every video you've seen me in, I've been in a black t-shirt. Why? because black hides, it slim, it makes you look slimmer than you really are, and it hides a lot of the fat. So, you know, no, I'm not 300 pounds, 400 pounds or whatever, but I'm a lot bigger than I used to be. I can't fit a lot of the clothes that I wore 3 years ago. So, yeah, it's a real sensitive thing for me. So, you know, just really insecure about it. I'm starting to come to terms a little bit, and I think it's because I'm starting to put the work back in to try to regain whatever I can of how my body used to look. It's getting harder the older you get. I've been recently called a grandpa this week because of my age, but you know, here nor there. But I just felt like I needed to tell whoever's listening, whoever's looking at me right now, that you're fucking beautiful, no matter what your flaws are, no matter what your insecurities are. Fuck that shit. Fuck what people think about you. Fuck what people say about you. You're fucking beautiful. And it's easy for me to sit here and say that. I'll say it again. You're fucking beautiful. You are the shit. You know what I'm saying? Y'all, it's easy for me to sit here and say it. Is it easy for me to apply it? No. So that's, I guess, the conundrum. Some other things that I'm insecure about. Like when I was a child, I had have a rather large nose. Now, I could smell bullshit a mile away with this nose. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, I used to get made fun of in the hood about my nose, the size of my nose. And sometimes when people start to tell you things over and over and over and over again, that shit sticks with you, man. You know, it makes you self-conscious about whatever body part they're talking about. So if you have big ears and you're getting clowned constantly as a kid for having big ears, I can see you trying to hide your ears, like maybe wearing a little scully or some shit, maybe wearing, nah, a hat's gonna make your ears look bigger. But, you know, trying to conceal whatever it is that you've now become insecure about. Because as children growing up, this is my belief at least, as children growing up, we don't have any insecurities. Children are some of the most fucking honest people that you know. They say what the fuck, you know, they think. But as they grow, or as we grow as humans, as children, some of the things that people say to us stick with us and make us become self-conscious about certain things. Or in this day and age, I mean, social media age, I didn't grow up in this social media shit, so that don't really fucking bother me. But you see pictures of people with all this cosmetic surgery or all these filters and shit or all this professionally done makeup. And then you look at yourself and you're like, damn, why can't I look like that? Why don't I look like that? And, you know, you can start to feel insecure. So, you know, insecurity is a bitch. We all have insecurities, even grown ass men. I think men are less likely to admit, could be wrong, but I think they're less likely to admit what their insecurities are. And, you know, I find that some of the typical things that we learned growing up, as far as hiding our emotions, hiding our insecurities, not being vulnerable, we need to break, you know, break those chains, so to speak, and start to communicate better with the world. So, yo, yeah, I'm insecure about my body. I'm not really insecure about my nose anymore, because I got one thing about growing up in DC, you get good with the jokes. So, you know what? You coming at me about my nose, I'm gonna come at you about your mama, because I just sold her a $20 crack rock. So talk about my nose, nigga. I dare you. Yeah, your mama sucked my dick for $20 crack rock. And sadly, that's not a made up story. But, you know, we do need to express these things, especially to, you know, our friends, family or whatever. It's OK to be insecure. It really is. We all are. And I can't even sit here and tell you how to deal with it, or even how to cope with your insecurities or accept them and make them a part of you. All I can say is we're all insecure. You know, I have a fear of failure. That's another insecurity of mine, failure. sometimes I don't try, no matter what it is. And it could be something that I honestly want to accomplish. I won't try it out of the fear that I will fail miserably at it. Now, you'll hear a lot of people say there's always a lesson. Failing can be a teachable moment, a learning experience. I don't care. I don't like to fail, nor do I like rejection. I don't like to be rejected. Don't fucking reject me. And that's like how my brain works. I'm not actually saying that to anybody, but don't fucking reject me. And, you know, I don't put myself out there a lot because of that fear of failure, because of that fear of rejection. Those are also insecurities of mine. And I'm sure they stem from my childhood because, you know, I can't really pinpoint any one, two, three or four things that may have come together or situations or whatever that made me this way. I don't know why I'm scared to fail. I guess if I had to think real quick on my feet, the embarrassment. I don't like to be embarrassed. If I'm doing some goofy shit on my own, I'm not embarrassed because I'm purposely being goofy. I'm purposely being a fucking clown or a jester or whatever you want to call it. I'm doing that on purpose. And I do that a lot. But if I'm not purposely trying to be a goofball or whatever you want to call it, and I get embarrassed, I hate that feeling. That's that feeling where, and I know a lot of you have felt this before, where all of a sudden you get really fucking hot. It could be 20 degrees outside and all you feel is heat on your skin. And you might even start sweating a little bit. Funny story. Just kind of wrap up with a couple of anecdotes. Me and P went to back in the day. We went to a group job interview at Radio Shack. And it was like an open room where there was like maybe, I guess like a job fair type of situation. There was maybe 20 or 30 people in one room. They were all waiting to be asked questions. So they were all sitting at these little desks and stuff. So I said, you know what, everyone's sitting at these desks. I'm going to sit right up front here in this office chair. It was like, typical office chair, like the one I'm sitting in now. So P goes and sits with the rest of the people. And I'm like, man, fuck this shit. I ain't want the job no way. So I sit down in the chair. The chair starts to wobble. The fucking chair falls apart while I'm sitting in it. And it was like in slow motion. The back came off. The wheels came off. The legs went that way. Like shit's flying everywhere. And then boom, I hit the ground. P busts out laughing. P is no help. In any situation where somebody falls, P is not, he's no help. He busts out laughing, which I guess cued the class or the rest of the applicants to that it was okay to laugh. I'm on the ground, hot as shit, sweating now. Like, I just done busted my ass in front of 30, 40 people, however many people are in there. They're laughing at me. And then the main interviewer comes in and he's like, hey, buddy, what are you doing down there on the floor? Fuck you, man. But that's the feeling. Like, you just embarrassment. One other embarrassing thing I remember, this was back again before you would apply online for jobs. I was a young man going to Children's Hospital to apply for, I forget what the position was, but I had my resume, right? And then I had a bunch of blank papers in my little portfolio. It was just blank, but it was to make it look like, yo, I had a rack of papers in there and, you know, I'm a prepared person, whatever, whatever. Get out the car. And I start walking with my little portfolio. I'm like, I'm gonna nail this interview. I was so anxious and so focused on the front doors that didn't realize there was a curb there. So what does Dan do in Dan fashion? Dan slips on the curb and I fall backwards into a mulch. It was like a bushes and mulch and shit. Not only did I fall backwards, when I fell backwards, my portfolio that I was holding went up in the air and then all my papers just went flying everywhere. And I mean, resume and then a whole bunch of blank pieces of paper. And as you can imagine, I'm just laying there in mulch. I jump up and I'm looking around like, ain't nobody see that. Ain't nobody see that. I'm at a fucking hospital. Everybody saw that shit. So, of course, you got everyone. You okay? You okay? Yeah, I'm good. I do this all the time. Like, what the fuck? I was so fucking embarrassed. I wanted to get in the car and go, but I made myself go inside, right? And I go inside. There was a security guard at the front desk, and she was like, excuse me, sir, you have a bunch of mulch and dirt on your back. Are you aware of that? Then I'm like, can you point me to the bathroom, ma'am? So she points me to the bathroom. I'm sweating now. And again, not even hot, but I'm sweating bullets because I'm so fucking embarrassed. I just want to get out of there. So I go to the bathroom. I look at myself and like I had my dress shirt on. It was dirty and it had stains on it and whatnot. I had mulch all on my shoulders. And so I shook it off, wiped it off the best I could, looked at myself and said, Dan, go home, nigga. Just go home. Fuck this job. Just like fuck that Radio Shack job. So anyway, I guess the moral of today's episode is that we all have insecurities that embarrass us, but our insecurities don't define us. They are a part of us, but they do not define us. They define us as much as our good qualities do. So again, I'm trying to be a little more positive this year. We'll see how long it lasts, but I just want to tell you all that you're fucking beautiful. Fuck your insecurities. It doesn't matter because they're, like I said, just as much as part of you as your positive qualities are. And in fact, I would think that your positive qualities would outweigh your insecurities. I'm still insecure about my body, though. I got a pretty decent brain, but, you know. Anyway, this has been another episode of A Few Screws Loose, little quickie here. And like I said, P's cooking up a solo episode. It's actually already cooked up. Just got to edit it and listen to it. And he'll be rejoining the show here very shortly. He had a rough go the past couple of months, as did I. The end of 2019 was really, really rough for me. I know I like to be pretty transparent and share exactly what's going on with me, especially mentally and emotionally. However, when it involves other people, like I'm open and I will share as much as I can about myself and my experiences, same with P. But I think I like to respect the privacy of others, if y'all know what I mean. So I don't want to, if I have, let's say I have a problem with P, if P is not here to talk through this, I'm not going to put that out on Front Street and say, yeah, you know, me and P been going through this, that, and the other, because, you know, he's not here. So same with anybody, period. My mama and, you know, Becky, whoever. If I have a problem with somebody in my personal life, or I value their privacy. Mine, maybe not so much, but y'all know what I'm trying to say. So until next episode, catch y'all later. I am Dan. Catch me on Twitter and IG at I am Dan on Drugs. The show, all platforms at Screws Loose Pod. That's it. We out. Peace.